Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. The topic I'll be discussing today is menopausal weight gain, understanding your changing shape. Every morning for the last 8 months or so, I have woken up, gone into the bathroom to brush my teeth, and have been confronted with the reflection of a stranger's body in the mirror. I keep hoping that one morning it will magically all be over, that the flat stomach I had always taken so for granted of will have replaced my pregnant-looking menopot, and the skin on my thighs will once again be smooth and dimple-free. But that is yet to happen. My panic had started one evening as me, my husband, and my son were leaving the neighborhood grocery store. As we approached the giant scale in the exit vestibule, my son decided to weigh himself. He was pleased with the results. His weight was just as he expected it to be. My husband hopped up after him. His weight was also as he expected it to be. I had no reservation about hopping up there, too. We don't have a scale in the house, but the last time my doctor had weighed me, probably less than a year ago, I was at my ideal weight, maybe even a little under. So I watched as the needle settled in on a number, and I was horrified. I had gained 15 pounds. It just didn't make any sense. I was eating far less than I ever had before, eating healthy, and had been scrutinizing the fat content of all the food I ate. I'd also been working out 3 times a week after having not exercised for a good 10 years. I've always been thin and had always hated to exercise, so I never felt compelled to do it. With no other reasonable explanation, I just chalked up the weight gain to my new workout, that muscle weighs more than fat. From that point on, I swore off the weight machines and just concentrated on cardio. Unfortunately, that didn't work either. I immediately cut sweets out of my diet and began eating even less food than I had before. I was always hungry, but that had always been a tried-and-true way for me to drop 10 pounds quickly. But, you guessed it, that didn't work either. The weight would not come off, and I constantly felt puffed up and bloated after every meal from water retention. So I set out to understand what was happening to my body. I Googled everything I could think of on the topic of menopausal weight gain and found out what I've been doing wrong, which was pretty much everything. Now that I know what I have to do doesn't mean I have to like it. I don't. My weight loss is still a work in progress, as yours will be. Ladies, we're all in this together. Knowledge is power. Today, I'll share everything I learned with you. Our physical abilities begin decreasing at age 30 and steadily deteriorate until about age 60 or 70. The rate of the decline depends on lifestyle and the amount of physical activity we engage in. Then at 60 or 70, the decline slows down and levels off. As our physical activity decreases starting at around 30, so does our metabolism. Women's metabolic rate decreases an average of 5% per decade. We also gradually lose muscle mass, about a half pound every year after the age of 35. Because muscle is more metabolically active than fat, as we lose it, our bodies aren't able to burn as many calories as it used to. With each decade, the average woman loses about 4 pounds of muscle and gains 15 pounds of fat. In our mid to late 40s, women need to eat 200 less calories per day, increase their exercise, and build muscle to maintain the same weight they had before. Each pound of muscle burns 50 calories. Around the time of menopause, many women, about 90%, begin accumulating unwanted pounds, even though they've maintained their eating and exercising habits. Between ages 45 to 55, women tend to gain 12 to 15 pounds. At this age, we are also fighting an uneven shift in the body's weight distribution. Prior to menopause, estrogen is responsible for storing fat in our hips and thighs. But once estrogen is gone, fat clings right to the belly. Weight gain in the midsection is one of the most common complaints of menopausal women. Even women who don't gain weight elsewhere may experience the thickening of their middle. Women notice their bodies gradually losing their hourglass figure and getting rounder. They change from pear shape to apple shape. For many women, genetics play a role in weight gain after menopause. If your parents or relatives tend to carry extra weight around the middle, you're likely to do the same. Factors such as children leaving home or returning home, divorce, the death of a spouse, or other life changes may contribute to weight gain after menopause. For some women, feeling content with their life or throwing all dietary caution to the wind also leads to weight gain. Another important factor in menopausal weight gain is that after 50, our bodies become increasingly more resistant to insulin as they try to adapt to dwindling estrogen levels. That means that when we eat carbs, our bodies produce more insulin than they used to. And the insulin levels in our bloodstream tend to stay more elevated throughout the day. Insulin produces glucose that is used to keep our blood sugar under control. When our bodies are working optimally and our blood sugar is properly regulated, the insulin-produced glucose is used up. When our blood sugar rises excessively due to insulin resistance in menopause, the insulin has to find a place to store the overproduction of glucose that our bodies do not need. So when we eat insulin producers like sugar, starches, and grains, or processed and refined foods, our bodies create too much insulin, and the excess glucose is stored in our fat cells. Then every calorie we take in gets turned to fat. Another problem with carbohydrates is that they cause neurotransmitter imbalances that lead to food cravings. Since your body's blood sugar and serotonin levels have become difficult to maintain, you compulsively crave carbs to make you feel better. It is a vicious cycle. If you're like me and have successfully followed a high-carb, low-fat diet for many years, you'll need to adjust your eating habits. Pasta, sweets, bread, snacks, and alcohol may be your comfort foods, but they are no longer your friends. As a vegetarian for the last 34 years, my diet has almost always consisted of more carbohydrates than protein. Without carbs, I feel like I'm starving. It's a very difficult cycle to break. If you're thinking about or have already replaced sugar with artificial sweeteners, you have not solved the problem. Though artificial sweeteners are calorie-free, they so closely mimic sugar that the body produces insulin to metabolize them. When you use these products, your blood sugar drops and so does your energy. Many products with artificial sweeteners have added caffeine to compensate for the low energy side effects. But caffeine contributes to another problem, adrenal fatigue. Adrenal fatigue, the result of the adrenal glands being unable to keep up with daily physical or mental stress, is a common symptom during menopause. It causes exhaustion, not relieved by sleep, poor stamina, even with mild physical exertion, emotional instability, and imbalanced body functioning, therefore greatly impacting a woman's day-to-day life. Adrenal fatigue may have been developing for a long time, but the symptoms become more pronounced after estrogen levels drop. I've suffered from adrenal fatigue for over 30 years. It's always been difficult for me to maintain my energy, and now it's even harder. Emotional, physical, and even diet-related stress tax the adrenal system and are contributing factors to menopausal weight gain. Diet-related stressors include binging, food sensitivities, yo-yo dieting, and a drastic reduction of calorie intake. Other stressors may include prescription medications, substance abuse, excessive drinking of alcohol, and even smoking cessation. But don't use that as an excuse not to quit smoking. When the adrenal glands are stressed, they interpret it as panic mode and put out high levels of the stress hormone called cortisol. This is referred to as the famine effect. Even though we continue eating, the body interprets the stress as deprivation. Cortisol tells the body that it won't be fed for a long time, so it hoards calories and prevents weight loss. When the stress is prolonged, it can cause a metabolic disorder called adrenal imbalance. In menopause, our bodies struggle to regain a hormonal balance. As the ovaries slow down, their production of estrogen, the body searches for other sources of the hormone. Fat cells, which we are all born with, are a source of the hormone estrogen. Attached to the membrane of these cells is an enzyme called LPL. The purpose of this enzyme is to take fat out of the bloodstream and put it in the fat cell. Our weight depends on how much fat there is in our bloodstream. The more fat, the bigger the fat cells are. Estrogen works to reduce the LPL enzyme's activity. The less estrogen we produce, the more active the LPL enzyme becomes, and the more fat is stored. The hormone progesterone also decreases during menopause, though the combined decrease of estrogen and progesterone may result in an increased appetite. The decrease in progesterone does not cause weight gain. It does, however, cause water retention and bloating, making a woman feel heavier and causing her clothes to fit tighter. Women produce the hormone testosterone just as men do. Its primary job in women is to take the calories consumed to build and maintain lean muscle mass. Muscle cells burn calories and increase the metabolic rate. Like estrogen and progesterone, testosterone levels decrease during menopause. Since muscle cells burn more calories than fat cells, the decrease in testosterone causes the loss of muscle mass. The loss of muscle mass results in a slower metabolism and therefore weight gain. Androgen, largely a male sex hormone that kickstarts puberty in both sexes, is found in small amounts in women. A woman's body produces androgen in her ovaries, adrenal glands, and fat cells. This hormone regulates the body before, during, and after menopause, prevents bone loss, and helps to maintain sexual desire. An increase in androgen is often the first sign of menopause. As estrogen production decreases, the ratio of androgen increases. Ladies, this is the hormone responsible for sending fat directly to our stomachs. If you're considering hormone replacement therapy, you may want to keep in mind that according to doctors, it doesn't seem to prevent weight gain. In fact, hormone replacement therapy may actually cause weight gain. So we're about halfway through the show. I'm going to take a brief intermission. I'll be right back after the musical interlude. Today's discussion, menopausal weight gain, understanding your changing shape. Excuse me. By the time we reach midlife, our systems have accumulated what's referred to as a toxic load. Years of exposure to pesticides, plastics, chemicals, allergens, bacteria, and other irritants gum up our systems and prevent it from functioning well. Anything our systems can't eliminate gets stored in our fat cells. During menopause, the toxic load triggers the immune system to be on full alert and blocks our efforts at weight loss. Even though the toxicity is not healthy for us, our bodies perceive the toxic load as normal. They have gotten comfortable with storing these toxins and will sabotage any of our efforts to lose weight. Immune system problems caused by antibiotics, food sensitivities, allergies, yeast, and parasites can also prevent weight loss, as do unhealthy eating habits that stem from unresolved emotional issues. The diet industry would like us to believe that weight loss is all about willpower and counting calories. If you buy into that myth, you will never succeed long term. Over 95% of dieters gain all their weight back and sometimes gain even more than they lost. Diets don't work at our age for various reasons that I've discussed. The systemic changes our bodies go through during menopause create an entirely different weight loss problem. We all want to look our best, and that is a huge motivator to lose weight. But even more importantly, as our waistlines expand, so do our health risks. Studies show that waist circumference is a better predictor of health problems than the body mass index, which measures total body fat. There are extra health risks at any waist size greater than 33 inches. A waist circumference greater than 35 inches is considered high risk. Excess abdominal fat, technically known as visceral fat, is a key player in causing women to have serious illnesses like type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, gallbladder problems, and breast cancer. Visceral fat found in the abdomen is also responsible for causing high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and even strokes. Some say that the middle age spread is a rite of passage and that we should just accept it. Many women give up on maintaining a healthy weight because they think they've tried everything and have not succeeded. But it takes more than fad diets, starvation, and excess exercising. A drastic cutting of calories will force the body into starvation mode, slow down the metabolism, and cause more fat to be stored. Short-term, dramatic weight loss is also hazardous to our health because it causes the fat cells to release a flood of toxins into the body all at once and makes us very sick. It takes a strong, healthy foundation to take menopausal weight off and keep it off. When your body is in optimal health, it will seek out and maintain its ideal weight. The key to losing weight after 50 is to avoid empty carbs that add calories but have no nutrients and foods that are high in fat. I've got the low-fat aspect covered, but I have to admit, the carb junkie in me is still struggling with that adjustment. High concentrations of sugar, which is an empty carb, are found in candy, soda, sweetened cereal, salad dressings, canned fruit, and and even yogurt. Refined or enriched flour, another empty carb, is found in many types of bread, cookies, crackers, and baked goods. White rice or any starchy refined grain without fiber also adds calories, but insignificant nutrients. Get in the habit of reading labels. By sticking to these simple rules, you will eliminate excess fat storage. Once you have decided to tackle your menopausal weight gain problem, start with methods that are non-intrusive and have little or no side effects. The best place to begin is with changes in your diet. Eat nutritious foods. Eat slightly less than you did before. Cut down on salt. And do your best to eliminate empty carbs. Choose more fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. Wash them good and keep the skin on whenever possible because they will keep you feeling full longer and prevent blood sugar spikes. Whole grains like brown rice, popcorn without the butter and salt, oatmeal, or the grains found in whole wheat bread are healthy, nutrient-dense carbohydrates. If you want to broaden your range of whole grains, you can try millet, spelt, quinoa, or barley. Limit saturated animal fats like milk, butter, and cheese, and always eat the low-fat versions. When you feel full, stop eating. Everything you consume after you are full will be stored as fat. A trick to burning more calories is to consume what you normally would in 3 full meals, but stretch it out over 4 to 5 smaller meals. This causes your digestion to fire up more often. Combine your dietary changes with increased regular exercise to achieve the best results. Experts say that 30 minutes of moderate physical activity each day is recommended to boost health. 60 to 90 minutes a day is recommended for weight loss. Ugh. They also recommend varying the type of exercise you do to keep challenging your body. The elliptical and treadmill are fine, but be sure to include other activities in your exercise regimen. Take exercise classes like yoga, Zumba, or Pilates. Ride a bike. Take spinning classes or swim. Hula hoop, jump rope, march around the house, or do jumping jacks. You don't have to belong to a gym to stay in shape. And there are plenty of exercise DVDs available to inspire you to work out. Abdominal muscle toning and firming up the oblique muscles on the sides of your waist can help to tighten the stomach. One way to strengthen your core is by doing moves like the plank. Get on your hands and toes, or knees and forearms if you need to modify it, as if you were going to do a push-up. Then hold your body there. Keep your abs pulled in for as long as you can. Do this several times a day. A pound of muscle burns more calories than a pound of fat. Weight training is an excellent way to get your metabolism going without having to work up a sweat. It also strengthens bones, very important once our estrogen levels drop. When you first begin, start out with light weights and work your way up. The last thing you want to do are hurt or strain your muscles. My doctor recommended buying ankle weights and wearing them while walking around or cleaning the house. A successful holistic approach to menopausal weight loss may include alternative therapies or medicines that naturally balance hormone levels. I have found acupuncture and Chinese medicine very beneficial in keeping my body balanced over the last 20 years. A good practitioner who is educated in Chinese medicine can make all the difference in the world. There are many hormone-balancing herbal formulas that can be found in reputable health food stores and vitamin shops. Do your homework first and be careful what you take. Herbs can be very powerful. The wrong ones and the wrong dosages can be risky to your health. I found a great natural product in the health food supermarket that helps tremendously with my fluid retention problem. Please note that I'm not endorsing the company or promising any results by recommending it. This product is called Water Balance Factors, and it's made by Michael's Naturopathic Program. Diuretics can be very dangerous, but this product is gentle and balanced with natural electrolyte boosters. It is vegetarian and kosher, free of gluten, soy, dairy, and wheat, and contains no artificial ingredients. If you have other allergies or sensitivities, always be sure to read the label first. There are certain herbs that naturally increase the metabolism, burn fat, and decrease cravings. Coleus stimulates the thyroid gland, which helps to increase metabolism during menopause. It also lowers blood pressure. Dandelion acts as a diuretic and will help you lose weight. Green tea is an appetite suppressant and effectively helps with weight loss. It also helps to balance estrogen levels and reduces the frequency of hot flashes. Fennel is an appetite suppressant that helps with weight loss, and it also relieves water retention. Kelp includes iodine, which helps to keep the thyroid working well, and kelp may also help with cellulite. It increases metabolism and decreases fat deposits. Chaste berry, also called chaste tree berry, may be used to help shift your hormone production so you are making more progesterone and less estrogen. Balancing hormonal swings can help to get your appetite under control, which may translate into weight loss. Black currant seed oil can alleviate many menopausal symptoms, including weight gain caused by water retention. Many over-the-counter formulas are heavily marketed on the internet as wonder drugs for menopausal weight loss. Amberin, estrazin, estrin D, Napsil, weight loss miracle pill, Macafem, Zolestra, and Estro 500 are some of the names I found when I searched. They all use very convincing marketing strategies backed up by pages of testimonials. Before investing your hard-earned money in these formulas, search out what other people have to say about them. As far as I can tell, there isn't any magic pill currently on the market that is going to take off your weight. If it were that easy and safe, we'd all be thin. So just be cautious. There are several companies that advertise menopausal weight loss programs on the internet. They are expensive and cannot do anything that an educated person can't do for free. Don't waste your money before doing your homework first. Investigate, investigate, investigate. You may want to have your thyroid checked if you have tried everything and are still losing the menopausal weight loss battle. An underactive thyroid will slow the metabolic rate down and result in weight gain. An overactive thyroid can also contribute to weight gain, but that is extremely rare. If you have truly exhausted all the healthy, non-invasive ways to lose weight to no avail, there are last resorts you may choose to consider, but only after consulting with a doctor or healthcare professional. There are diet pills that can be prescribed for you and surgeries like liposuction that you can undergo. These options may be risky and may have unwanted side effects, so only consider them when all else fails. At this beautiful station in life, a time when our outer beauty changes in ways we wish it wouldn't, our inner beauty blossoms and radiates. Though we may never have our youthful figure back, we've become more exquisite than ever, haven't we, ladies? Except that you've gotten older. You don't have a choice. But embrace the fact that your life gets richer with every passing day. I think this is the best time of life. I hope you found meaning in this show that you can apply to your own life. Please feel free to contact me with any comments and questions you may have by emailing me at afinetimeforhealing@randygfine.com. Randy is always spelled with an I, R-A-N-D-I. Be sure to tune in on Thursday, November 17th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time as I discuss the hot topic, How Men Think, How Women Think, Understanding the Opposite Sex. All my shows will be archived and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.